Okay, let's begin our discussion of Parshas Emor, Tav Shin Pei Dalet. Parshas Emor, and we are in a jam-packed Parsha, as we know, all these Achremos, Kedoshim, Emor, Bahar. Sometimes you get series of Parshios that are just over the top. So these are numerous over the top, and then we'll have Hashem Re'ei Shoftim Kiseitze. That's I don't remember the numbers exactly, but those three in a row and these three in a row are really major. So there's so much to talk about. We'll start off with, again, like we did last week. We got into the short one-liners as we start. We start off with the thought that the Sachashavar said when he was a very little boy. Halavai, we should be able to be as sharp at some stage of our life as he was when he was a little boy. So we have, of course, in Parshas Emor, the Parsha of the Moad, the first major Parsha of the Moadim in the Torah. So we have Parshas Emor here in Vayikra, we have Parshas Pinchas in Bamidbar, and we have Parshas Re'eh in Sefer Dvarim. So the three, even though they're mentioned other times, but those are the three major ones. So we have Shabbos and Yontif. That itself is a question that we've dealt with in the past, that the Moadim start off, Eila Moadei Hashem, these are the Moadim, and then Shabbos is mentioned. And then Eila Moadei Hashem, we start again, as if the Torah acknowledges that Shabbos is, yeah, it's part of it, but it's not totally part of the Moed, the world. The Gemara says Beferish, or it's a Beferish in two places, that we don't say Hallel on Shabbos. But the Gemara says, why do we say Hallel on every day of Sukkot and not every day of Pesach? Because it has a special carbon. Every day you have a special carbon, you say Hallel. So the Gemara says, what about Shabbos? It's not called a Moed. It's not called a Moed, even though it's in the Parshas HaMoedim. Parshas HaMoedim here, but it's not fully a Moed. Okay, so the Sachachav, or Avram Yisachachav, Kfar Bialduso, source number one, this is from the Iturei Torah, he was an Eloi as a little boy. Pam Halachim Aviv, Levesach Hasidim, L'siyim Shal Masecha Shabbos. One time, he went to a Siyim on Masecha Shabbos. Amrlo, so they said, you know, they're trying to like, you know, poke around with the little boy, the little Eloi. So, no, Seyavart on the Adesim. And they'll give you a drink. I don't know what kind of drink they were giving a little boy at the time, but I don't know if in the true Hasidic way or not, but they'll give him a drink. Amar v'yamar, he says, the day of Shabbos, v'yamar Shabbos yishchaf talad shows. There's 24 hours in a Shabbos day. And that's parallel to the 24 prakim in Masecha Shabbos. Masecha Shabbos has 24 prakim. One per hour. Great parallel. Ulachara Kasha asked the Sachachavar, source number six, Harayesh Tosefes Shabbos. But there's Tosefes. We add on to Shabbos. Vayetzorach Lios Yoser Michalaf Dalad Prakim. So there should be more than 24 Prakim. Right? There's Tosefes before, after. So it should be more than 24 Prakim. Ella, it must be that Tosefes Shabbos is not Daraisa. It's a din, but maybe it's not a full din Daraisa. Where do you see that? What's the last parak of Shabbos called? Perak Mishehichshich. Mishehichshich. The first Mishnah there, Mishehichshich, somebody is traveling and they're coming in from outside the town and Shabbos is starting. So what do? So on the way in, right when Shabbos is starting, you give your wallet to a non-Jew. Give your wallet to a non-Jew because you can't be carrying the wallet on Shabbos. So give your wallet to a non-Jew. So in Tosefes, you could give your wallet to a non-Jew. Wait a minute. You could give your wallet. You're not allowed to have non-Jews do malacha for you on Shabbos. It must be that Tosefes Shabbos is a lower level. It must be that Tosefes Shabbos is only Durabanan. It's not Daraisa. And that's why you have this leniency of giving it to the guy on the way in. The Misha Hichshich, that Mishnah, the basis of that leniency, of that Kula, is the fact that Tosefes Shabbos is not Daraisa. So says the Sachachav. Okay, what does it say at the end of Masechta Shabbos? What does it always say at the end of every Perek and the end of every Masechta? Right? Hajan Alach. Perek Misha Hichshich v'slikal Masecha Shabbos. So Hajar Alach, we have just finished Misha Hichshich. What's Misha Hichshich? The Kula, and therefore Tosefes Shabbos is not Daraisa, and that's why Masecha Shabbos is finished. You only have 24 prakim. You have 24 prakim because Tosefes Shabbos must not be Daraisa because of the last perek of Perek Misha Hichshich. So he became the Sachachav when he got older, and he was zochet to have a son named the Shem Yishmuel. And he was zochet to be the son-in-law of the Kutzker. But this is the thought that we start off with from Rabbi Avraham, Avraham Yisachashav. Okay, now let's get back into the beginning of the Parsha, Parsha's Emor. Parsha's Emor. So, of course, at the beginning of Parsha's Emor, we have the special halachos said to the Kohanim. Vayomer Hashem el Moshe, Emor la Kohanim b'nei Aaron. Tell the Kohanim b'nei Aaron. V'yamarta aleihem. Lo nefesh leitamah ba'amav. The iser of a Kohen from becoming Tameh. Right? A Yisrael is allowed to become Tameh. Maybe not a great idea. There's a concept of keeping Tahar. But the Kohanim are not allowed to become Tameh. If unless it is one of the relatives, kiyam l'sheira karov ilav, unless it's one of the seven relatives, li'imo laviv livno vito lachiv. Remember, there's a beautiful Tosfos in Maseches Sanhedrin. I didn't give it to you, but remember, there's Gemara in Sanhedrin. I think around Daf Lamed Tes, where there's a certain heretic that asked one of the Amoraim, "Your God is a Kohen, right? Elokeichem Kohenu, because it says v'yikuli truma. He takes truma. So how?" When he buried Moshe Rabbeinu, what was he tovel in? How was he tovel in? There's not enough water in the world. And he quoted a pasuk in Tanakh. Right? Not enough water in the world. So the answer, oh, he tovel in fire. That's the whole conversation. Asked Tosfos there in Sanhedrin, why did the men only ask, how did Hashem purify himself after he became Tameh? If he's a Kohen, how did he even become Tameh in the first place? Right? This week's parsha. The Kohen can't become Tameh in the first place, so why didn't the men ask him that? But the answer is, Banim Atem L'Hashem Elokeichem. Because we are children of Hashem, and therefore for seven relatives, you're allowed to become Tameh. And we pass in, you have to become Tameh. So therefore, no problem with his becoming Tameh. That's Tosfos in Maseches Sanhedrin. If you look in the Eish Tamid here, let's see Rashi, I guess he says Rashi, B'nei Aaron, Emor HaKohanim B'nei Aaron, Yachol Chalalim, you might think even a Chalal, someone who's emptied from Kedushas Kehuna, a Kohen who married a Grusha, whose child has the status of Yisrael, so you might think even a Chalal is included in this Yisrael time. Alamar HaKohanim, not only the Kohanim. B'nei Aaron, Af Bali Mumin B'mashma. Even Bali Mumin, even if they can't take part in the Avoda, but they still can or have all the other halachas of being a Kohen. B'nei Aaron v'lo b'nos Aaron. And only the men and not the women. Right? One of the only, as the Mishnah says in Kiddushin, one of the only differences between, in the los aseis, between men and women, aseis, there's a few differences. Zman grama, the time-bound mitzvahs, there's only a few of them. But los aseis, bal takif, bal tashchis, right, the payas, the beard, and bal tatami l'meisim. This halacha, b'nei Aaron v'lo b'nos Aaron. So ask the Eish Tamid. Midirei Rashi Nireh, Kineskasha, Rashi seems to be bothered, what is the extra emphasis of B'nei Aaron? We know who a Kohen is. We know it from already earlier in the Torah. So why does it say, Emor LaKohanim, B'nei Aaron? Emor LaKohanim! Tell the Kohanim, what do you mean B'nei Aaron? Halukivat Shekohanim him bevadei shem B'nei Aaron. Kien Kohanim milvad B'nei Aaron. Those are the only Kohanim. B'nei Aaron. Im kein B'nei Aaron miyutarhu. So maybe that's what Rashi is adding, B'nei Aaron v'lo b'nos Aharon. Right? Maybe that's the diak. But here, the Eish Tamid says, maybe I'll connect it to an idea from the Alshach HaKadosh, which we mentioned something similar to this idea already last week. Says the Eish Tamid, in the midst of Tochacha that we read in last week's Parsha, Hocheach Tochiach HaZamisecha v'lo sisa alav chet. Give rebuke, Tochacha, but do not carry sin on you. So what is the connection between those two? We gave one shot last week, but here we're going to go more of the pashup shot that both are referring to the same person, the giver of the rebuke. Give rebuke, which is a very hard mitzvah to do in the right balance, but don't bear sin. And the Ashik explains, Shatara ba'alo marbaze, keita yoshlo chiyak bofan amoel. How does effective rebuke work? Imrote shetochach totes kabel, lo yoma lachaveiro chazar b'cha, ki chote poshiahu. You are a sinner. You are going to burn. You're never going to get out of this. You are sinking. That's not the way to inspire somebody. That's the way to push somebody down into the quicksand of sin. That's not the way to do it. That never worked in any generation. Maybe certain yeshivas, they have the derech of it's known as Navardik and Slobotka. But, you know, that generally doesn't work for sure in our generation. Or the Alshech lived in Tzfat with the Beis Yosef, and even he's saying this. So maybe it's in every generation. Says the Alshech, from Moshe Alshech, Yochichenu bidrachim ne'imos, ubidrama miskablam alalev. You gotta lift him up. You gotta lift him up. Rebuke doesn't mean to push him down. Right? Prove to him, we mentioned in the past, Rav Aaron Soloveitchik, same from the word hochacha to prove is hochacha to reprove. Right? Prove to them that they're better than this. This is the lomatim lecha. This is not appropriate for you. And he says, maybe that's what Shlomo Melech teaches us in Mishlei. Shlomo Melech says on line 11, Don't rebuke a scoffer. Maybe he will hate you. Reprove a chacham and he will love you. So it's not just talking, the Pashup Shad is that it's talking about the recipient. You're defining the recipient as, oh, a scoffer or a wise person. No. Hainu, Don't rebuke in a way by calling them a scoffer. That's not the way to rebuke. They'll be closed ears. Give rebuke to a wise person. Say they're wise. Say they have so much potential, and then they'll love you. So maybe that's the pshat of the pasuk here. And Mor LaKohanim, you're about to talk about the Kohanim and all the special halachas they have. Many different halachas that Yisrael doesn't have. They can't marry this woman or that woman, and they can't do this, and they have to do that. Right? Oh, it's beyond me. What is this? You know who you are. You are a Kohen, but you are B'nai Aaron. You are B'nai Aaron. Kasher boim lazir es ha-Kohenim, lazir gedolim alaktanim, ein lavolim b'tzura charifa krucha. You are a Kohen, you better do this. No. Don't be scary. Don't talk about the Oshim Chamurim. B'nai Aaron atem. You're unbelievable. Look who your parents were. Look who you came from. Look at your yichus. To gadel utrome motam. Shehim Kohen and B'nai Aaron. Kedoshim umaromimim yoser misharaam. This is not appropriate for you to be involved in Tumah and you to be involved in all the things. That's the point. And then maybe an added point, he says, another idea with B'nai Aaron, where this comes from, in source number 3 now, Yeser mizu yesh lahosif, ki bakach shiyom alahem Kohen matim u'B'nai Aaron, ze yigrom lahem lo lachto. That'll also give him another strategy of not sinning. You mention B'nai Aaron, all of a sudden they'll think of Aaron HaKohen. Aaron's my great-great-great-grandfather. And that's similar to, we know Yosef HaTzadik. One of the ways that Yosef HaTzadik was able to overcome his temptations is always having his father's vision in his mind's eye. Yaakov, I would never do anything. So put Aaron in their heads. Put Aaron in their heads. B'kdusha so shel Aaron. That's where you come from. That's your pedigree. Ki ba'oso ayom is kavin laso srachav. Right, the Yosef HaTzadik was going to fall, but nira demus diokno shel aviv. And that's what we have to think. And that's what we have to try to instill in our children and grandchildren also. To be that model, even if they're not ready to hear everything right then and there, but to be the model so that even gam ki yazkin lo yosem imena, as Shlomo HaMelech says, they'll keep the message. Okay, that's the Alshech HaKadosh, the Eish Tamid using the Alshech. So now we have a number of mitzvahs that, as mentioned, apply to Kohanim. What's interesting, though, intermixed into these unique Kohen mitzvahs, like Lo Yitama Baal Bamav, that we have in Pasuk Aleph. But then we have some mitzvahs that also apply to non-Kohanim. They're formulated here. Don't pull out your hair. Rashi Almes. Right, the Torah Shabbat Peh understands this, that don't pull out your hair in mourning. That's an issur. That's not an issur that only applies to Kohanim. Right? It says it elsewhere in the Torah too. And the Gemara wonders and discusses the Limudim. Look at Rashi. Almes. Lo yikrachu karcha almes. Halo af Yisraelu zirolkach. Right? Even Yisraelim. This isn't one of those Kohen halachas. We're going to go back to Kohen halachas soon. Marrying a Gusha, and marrying a Kohen Gadol, marrying an Amana. But this one is not. Ella, but the Torah Shel Peh explains, Levishan Emer B'Yisrael B'nei Nechem, because it says in the Pasuk in Re'eh, do not gash yourself between your eyes, don't pull out your hair, Yochalo Yechayv El Kolarosh, you might think only on the head, Tamalom Barosha. So you have Levli Mudim, back and forth, in terms of the aspects of the mitzvah. Don't gash yourself. So don't pull out your hair. Don't gash yourself. And the question that's asked is, so why are these said dafka by Kohanim? We know it from elsewhere. We know it from later on in the Torah. So put all the details there. There has to be a message why these must be connected to Kohanim in some way. What's the message for us that they are, it's mentioned here, V'lechalo Shem Elokeihem. And then it gets back into who he's allowed to marry. Gets back into that halacha. So, got recently a sefer that collects Torah from Rav Hirsch. Rav Hirsch has a lot to say on every pasuk, but original in German, and it was translated to Hebrew and to English. But the sefer called Drushas Rav Hirsch, Api Rav Hirsch's Torah, and in that sefer he collects, summarizes some of the Torah on these psukim. So why is it? Why is it that a Kohen is repeated here? And did these connect to the unique Kohen halachas, like Tumas Meis? So explains Rav Hirsch. Shloshes alavim shizkru kan. These three lavim. Isser karach ala meis, not pulling out hair for a meis. Isser hashchasas peyas vazakan. Oh, not destroying, right? Not cutting a beard with a razor. That's the next one. I didn't ufasakan amalei galechu. That's Tamda also says elsewhere. So why is that? Why did that repeat it here? This is srita ala meis. And the isser of gashing oneself. And the halacha of tumas meis. So achadai yesh lahavin madu nizkru lavin elu bimiyucha lekohanim. So why is it said here, if the Isurim are shayach to all Klal Yisrael? V'yesh levar b'darko sher Rav Hirsch. Let me explain. Shehakohanim nivcharu liyozmorei haderech la'am Yisrael. We know the Kohanim were chosen to be the teachers, to be the leaders, to be the morei derech. Remember, the Kohanim didn't work outside too much, outside of religion. Right, 2 weeks out of the year about, they worked in the base of Megdash, and they were the teachers. They were some of the teachers. Umitokif tafkidam laharos es kedushas ha'adam v'chayev nitzchiyim. One of the major messages for any Jewish leader is to teach that the ultimate goal of life is not the life that you see in front of you. Ultimate eternal life is the next world, and we believe that's what this world is a pruzdar. This world is a hallway. It's a short 120-year hallway. Sheha'adam eino haguf shehu rak malbush. The physical body that we're in is just the container that holds our soul. Our soul is eternal, right? Neshama shenasata b'tahorahi. Our neshama is in us for a certain amount of time. Letzorach tafkido ba'olam hazeh olam ha'avoda. It's in a very important world. This is the olam ha'avoda, where we have to work and serve. Ach mahus ha'adam hi'aneshama ha'nitzchis. But this is not the end all and the be all. That's why the Kohanim are commanded to stay away from a mace. Because right when the soul leaves to focus too much on the body, too much. We have to have kavod ames, obviously. It was that, we might call it a tashmishe kedusha, right? Just like a sefer Torah and a mezuzah. The sefer Torah box, the mezuzah box, all that's kedusha. So the body is like the Soloveitchik formulated it like that. Tashmishe kedusha. But to focus too much on that might give the impression of, oh, it's all about the guf. The Kohen has to stay away. As if to teach all of those around, I recognize that the neshama is still with us, but it went up. It's in Shamayim. And that's why the Kohen, the teachers, stay away from the body. Kedei laharos ula, again, once it's seven relatives, then it's different. But in general, laharos ula hamchish, to crystallize for us, shebihi pardus haneshama me'aguf, nishar aguf mutal meishe eino ikar adam. What's there, here, that we're burying is not the ikar of the person. And that's what we learn from the halacha of Tumas Kohanim. Similarly, that's why also pulling out one's hair on mace is also formulated again by Kohanim. Because that also reflects, you're going mourning in a very extreme way, that could give the impression that it's all about the body. It's not all about the body. It's not all about the body. Right, line 19. Ki bitzar maruba yecholon litos chas v'shalom. With terrible pain, one can make the mistake sheish chashivas legufa adam. But since v'dafka mitoch yediyash adam nishar nitzchi b'neshamesh lo, a person is eternal, kam achar mos aguf. Ein makom laharo tzar maruba alamisa. Right, you shouldn't show too much. And that's why the Torah and Chazal hold our hand in terms of how appropriate mourning takes place. It's serious, more intense. There's 3 days, there's 7 days, there's shloshim, yud beis chodesh v'chulu. So that's why those halachas are repeated. Turning over, same thing by similar message, could be hashchosas hazakan, destroying the, or shaving with a razor, yesh levayer, ki iser hashchosas hazakan. Why would someone shave with a razor? To get a perfect, perfect shave. Perfect. Super grooming. Super grooming. Suggests Rav Hirsch, super grooming of the physical body is also not about what Kohanim should be involved in. Again, we should be presentable, we should act. But super duper grooming? Right? Electric shaver is fine. Right? The razor with the cream and the razor, you don't need to be perfect, perfect. You don't need, and that's also, the coin stays away from a dead body, and also, you know what, stay away from a live body too. Remember in the days of old, the Shulchan Aruch says 500 years ago that it's Usser, which Simon is a sin, the Isser of Begadisha and Begadish. The Shulchan Aruch says it's Usser for a man to look in a mirror. Usser for a man to look in a mirror. That's what it said. That's what it says. Why? Because that's about Begadisha. A woman's connected and worried about her appearance. So the Posim say, Bizman said, we all look in the mirror, but we shouldn't spend too much time in front of the mirror. Enough to look presentable, but not more. So that's where it first connects. The Zakan halacha is also related to that. That's the super grooming, that's Tumah, and those are all the halachas that connect to teach us that the focus should be on the neshama and not on the guf. Okay. Moving right along to the Parshas HaMo'adim. Parshas HaMo'adim, Perech of Gimel. As we've mentioned before, Shabbos, Pesach, all the Chagim. And the pasuk starts off, Vayitavar Hashem Moshe le'emor, Hashem says to Moshe, Daber al b'nei Yisrael v'yamarta lehem, speak to b'nei Yisrael, tell them, Mo'ad Hashem, asher tikru'u osam mikra'i kodesh. These are the Mo'adim that you shall call. Asher tikru'u osam. And the Chazal Darshan, if you remember, asher tikru'u atem. You are in control. That's Mekadesh Yisrael v'hazmanim. We are in control. These are the Mo'adim, and of course we mention Shabbos. So there's a thought here from the Sari Alafim. I'm going to be flying tonight to be in Chicago for Shabbos, so I thought Lukavitch Chicago. I'll mention a thought from Rabbi Twersky from Chicago, here in the Sari Alafim, in source number 6. So he quotes here on the top left, Tzrichim Lahavin. Says, what's the Drush message of, you shall call these days? Asher tikru osam, but asher tikru atem, is there a drush message? So he says, if you look back in Parshas Vayishlach, Yaakov Avinu comes back after spending so much time with Lavan, and he comes back and he buys a piece of Eretz Yisrael, right, just like his grandfather, buys Shechem, v'Yaakov nasa sukosa, v'yavo Yaakov shalim ir Shechem. He comes to Sukkos, and he's complete in Shechem. Pirish Rashi, Shalem Bagufo, Shalem Bimamono, Shalem Bitoraso. Complete in his body, his money, right, even though, right, he had gotten, Eliphaz had stolen all of it. Shalem Bitoraso. Hine Darshin and Smuchin. Right, you Darshin Smuchin, because of Sukkos, and Imke Tzrichalav and Ma'inim, Yavo Yaakov Shalem, Yaakov Nasar Sukkosa. Is there, Yaakov came to Sukkos, and the place Sukkos, and he was complete. Is there any message that we can learn from that? So it says, Alafim, as he always has an amazing presentation. The Efshar Lomar on line 14. Tine Shlosha Suge Nisyonos Ha'over Mala Adam Meshach Yimei Chayev. There are three categories of challenges, of Nisyonos that we might have. Yeah, there might be more, but these are the three of the major ones. Ha'echad Heim Nisyonos Habo Amitzad Koshia Guf. Right? Physical health issues, hardships, machlos v'yisurim haboim al atzmo, yisurim, o'al krovav v'o'avav, yisurim on a person, yisurim on relatives, anxiety, right? Anything in the realm of physical, or might say, even mental. V'ksham elu menasim es ha'emuna v'abitachon. And obviously these challenge the emuna v'simchas ha'chaim shel ha'adam. Im yuchal ha'amshech bohem b'lichyos chayev. With all the challenges and the difficulties, right, it rocks our emuna. But that's one category of physical and body challenges. Physical body or mental body, I would say. The Sukkah Sheni, second category. Second category of nisyonos. Heim nisyonos haboy mitzad kshoyim b'matzav akaspi shel adam. Rachmana litzlan. Financial challenges. Right, going back to Adam HaRishon, who is cursed, b'zeh sapecha toch alechem. So because of that, we have to go out and make a living in a parnasa. Ki ha'anius ma'averes es adam aldas atzma v'yadas kono. Poverty and challenges and worry and shalom bias issues that come out of that. Right, that's a big challenge. V'yadam nikar b'kiso. Remember the Gemara B'metzia. A person is nikar b'kiso b'kaso b'koso. B'kiso, he's nikar. How does he work with those challenges of the kiss, of the pocketbook? Im yachol hischazik be'emuna bitachon. Can those challenges, can he stand strong? Hashem is in charge. Ubesimchas chayim ulechios chayev api malchus shamayim. Number two. So you have the physical body challenges. You have the financial challenges. Number three, what's his third category? Ruchnius challenges. Damn, these are the Amalek type of challenges. Right, that our emuna, we wonder about hashkacha. We have doubts. Nisyonas beruchnius ha'adam. Hainu kol inye nani taivas o asurim v'chendas olam hazeh. Right, the kinnah that we have, any jealousy that we have could be based on the fact that we think Hashem made a mistake. You know, I'm supposed to have that. Right, all of kinnah and taiva, I'm supposed to have that covered. I'm supposed to have that fulfillment of my desire. Nisyonos ha'omdim al adam levatol torasa v'tfiloso. We're not in the mood to daven. O nisyonos ha'sfekas ben yoni amuna. We have to overcome that. We have to just do it. Having questions, just do it. We live in a generation of, if I'm not feeling it, I'm not doing it. No, just do it. That's also our generation, has that motto. Sha'avodas ha'adam b'chol elu l'izgaber al-kol nisayon, v'nisayon. We have to overcome the challenges of emuna that we have within ourselves. V'leida ne'amana sha'afilum nichshol chas v'shalom. And even if we fall, we got to get up. So the three categories of challenges. Again, body, financial, and religious. Says the Sari Alafim, each chag is there to help us out in one of these challenges. Each of the Shalosh Regalim. V'nira lo marsha Hashem Yisbarach nasan lanu eshloshes haregalim. These three regalim. And maybe you could say, a regal is also a foot. Right? You have this, it stands on, you know, to be solid, you need at least 3 feet. You can't have a stool with two legs. That's not going to work. Three legs? That's going to work. That could be solid. So, k'dei lazer lanu l'zgabra l'shloshes sugin nisyonos elu. We're giving the chagim, these three yamim tovim, in order to overcome these three challenges. Ki b'chag amatzes, it's Pesach, we came out of the physical bondage of Mitzrayim. Anu chogegim ha'shosiyanu Hashem yisbarach b'Mitzrayim, mishibet ha'guf, v'inu yimkashim, terrible physical tortures, b'schus ha'emunah. We're going to get out, right? The 4/5 that didn't believe didn't. Pesach gives us the chizuk to overcome category 1 nisayon. Number 2, B'chag HaShavuos, line 13. Matan Torasenu. Is that about religious, right? That's Torah. We can be the Torah. We can have a new Kabbalah Satorah. The nisyonos that are connected are ruchnius. And to know. We could do it. We could overcome. We could succeed. Each person could succeed in their portion, right? V'sein chalkenu b'sarasecha. We each have a special chalek. Only our chalek. Nobody else's chalek. So shvuas. And finally, sukkis. Sukkis. Misayeh Hashem Yisbarach Osanu. Go out of your diras keva. Go into a diras arai. L'sgabra nesiona shalana binyani mamon. The alkein. You think you have a fancy house? Go out. Go to the place. And the roof is the ikkar, obviously. The schach. Mitzavo sanu Hashem yisbarach neitzei mi'anochi yishol batenu. Go out of the comfort of your home. L'toch sukkah diras arai. V'tzila de'amnusa in the shadow of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We'll get to something else about sukkah Hashem in a few minutes. L'zbonein ba v'l'schazik ba. Right, that gives us emun and bitachon that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is in charge. Right, that's chag. That's a koheles, we read that. So we have these three chagim, each one connecting to a different nisayon. Says Rabbi Twersky, each moed though should give us the message and the chizuk for the whole year. It's not like only on Pesach we have that ability to overcome challenges of yisurin haguf. No, asher tikru atem, call out these messages the whole year. Mo'adim Elu on the second column. Nitnu lanu shenischazik me'em kol hashana kula. The whole year we're supposed to use this message. Lo rak b'shasa moy levad. Not just the message on the time of the moed. Dehainu shebechol pam sheyesh l'adam nisayon gufani. Whenever we have that nisayon during the whole year, we think about Pesach. We should think about Pesach. Sorach lizkor as chag hamatzos. Shenisharu ne'aman olam shavis barach. Even though we were physically in bondage, v'inu yemakashim Hashem saved us. And whenever we're feeling questions in ruchnius, we should think about shavuos. And whenever we're thinking, having questions in financial, we should think about sukkos. V'nimsa the kabbalas malchus shemayim. That flows from the Moadim, Einena Ara'it O Mikrit. It's not just coincidental. Rakla Meshach Yimei Amoed. Ela Malchus Shebenetzach. It's forever. Right? He gets into the spheres of the week. And that's what the Ma'amar says. Moad Hashem Mikroi Kodesh. Pirish. Moad Hashem Mikroi Mechunim. They're called Mikroi Kodesh. Bebnesha Tachlisam. Their goal is Asher Tikru Atem B'Moadam. Call them out, but Moadam in whenever the time is that you need it. Whenever time is that you need it. And now he says, unbelievable how everything fits together. Think about Yaakov Avinu. Yaakov Avinu, in his sojourning and his travels with Laban, he had all three. He had all three challenges. Nechzeh she'avar alav kol shlosha suge nisyonos. Terem nasa sukosa. Before he comes back to Sukkos, he had all three. Number one, Laban im Laban garti v'tayeg mitzvah shamarti. Right, obviously, Ruchnius challenges. Fisham hutrach lishov is oris michag hashvuas. Lizgar bar nisyonos haruchaniyim. Im lav angarti tayeg mitzvah shamarti. So that we know. Shadavar shesiyeni lizgaber. What helped him out? Shvuas. V'yachakach tzorach lizgaber nisayon gufani. Then what happens? He fights with the Malach on the way back. He fights with the Malach of Esav and he starts limping. Physical hurting him. Fighting, limping. That's the second category. Yisurim, what gave him chizik? Pesach. Thinking about Pesach. V'yibachatzi alayla, right? One of the things, in that piyut, what happened that night, but Pesach night, so one pshat it, Yaakov for the Malach on that night. Because it's about the physical challenge, and Pesach overcomes. V'yacharkach, and finally, tzorach lizgaber, hutron yisoyen shalamamon, he meets Esav, Eliphaz took all of his money, he had that challenge, he had all three challenges. So what happens, when he comes back to Sukkos, which helps him overcome the challenge of Eliphaz. What does it say? Vayakov Yaakov Shalem. He's Shalem, he's complete. He's complete, he's been through all three. And he's overcome all three. Shalem Begufo, Shalem B'Mamono, Shalem B'Toraso. The three types of challenges, he even says the word Shalem, could be Rashi Tevis, Shvuis, Lulav, Matzus. Right, could be all three that you have it in that word. He was Shalem, he overcame, and here at Sony ends off, Shenizke, we should be, have this chuzlis gabra, I'll call Sugi and Nisyonos, to overcome all the different Nisyonos, b'meshach yimei chayenu, throughout our lives, with the help of HaKadosh Baruch. Okay. So let's talk a little bit about Shavuos, a little bit about Pesach, and a little bit about Sukkos. One each left, three thoughts. So first you have in front of you Shavuos. So in Shavuos, we have a unique avoda. Only time we have this avoda. Tenufa, we have tenufa elsewhere, but the tenufa of the Omer. So, usfarat l'chami machar zashabas, miyom v'yachem az Omer tenufa. Count from the day that you wave the Omer. Carbon Omer from the new barley that grew. Special halach of waving. Sheva shabbas was tiena. The grafdim nicha chadash al Hashem, mi moshva sechem taviyu lechem tenufa. Tenufa, tenufa. So tenufa plays a big role here. Right? We even call the day, remember the Mishnah in Sukkah? Yom Hanef. Yom Hanef. The day of the waving. What's so significant about tenufa? About the waving. Right? That we wave the Omer, the tenufa. So what is it? What is the message of the waving? So if you look in Halakha Valibov, he quotes here a thought that many say, but he relates it to the tenufa, which is an additional point that I think he says. Right, Omer, we know, Omer comes from barley that's brought on Pesach, and Shtei Alechem on Shavuos comes from wheat. Barley in Chazal is known as animal food, though it takes part a lot of the chalent in our houses. Maybe there's a difference between raw, or maybe there's a connection. I don't know, we have to eat chalent properly. We have to be Mekadesh chalent. But anyway, Omer comes from barley, and it's animal fodder, and the message is that many mention from Shavuos. The Aruch HaShulchan says this. Shavuos is a Sfiras HaOmer. The process Sfiras HaOmer is to go from barley to wheat, to go from the level of Machal Behema t'machal adam. That's the message. So we take the barley, but now he says, we take the barley, what do we do with it? We lift it up, and we wave it in the air, as if to remind ourselves and to symbolize what we're about to start. We're taking this barley, which is machal behema, which is the level of animals, and we lift it and we wave it up to the shamayim. On the next page, Hainu shavodas ha'adam luhanif es nefesh ha'behemia shalo, is to lift up the animal in him. Right, lift up the animal in him. Right, the Gemara says, he quotes in Chagiga, right, there are six things that are said about a person. You see the top of the page? Shlosha, in three ways we're like malachim, in three ways we're like animals. So we're somewhere in the middle. We're somewhere in the middle, the top right of source number 10. Right, we're like, Yeshlam Das, we have Das like Malachim, Malachim Mekom Eskufa, we walk upright on two legs, Mesaprin, and we talk. We even talk Lashon HaKodesh. And then we're like animals, we eat, we drink, we procreate, and we go to the bathroom. Okay, so we're somewhere in the middle. So we gotta lift ourselves. We could choose. We want to be more like Malachim than we want to be like animals, and that's what Tznufa symbolizes. Zeo Avodas Yemei Asvira, Lachanif HaOmer Shumi Sa'orin. To wave the Omer. Wave the Omer, that's what we have to know. And then he says, look in the Svarim HaKadoshim, Tnufa's Gematria, Yisrael. Tnufa, the wave is actually Yisrael. To remind us, he thinks, what's the message of this? Each one of us could be waved. There's so much that could be uplifted in us. Ki imrotim laharimis nefesh habehemias. If we want to lift up our animalistic tendencies, srichim legalos bi Yehudi, as a malas hakadosha sheishlo, we could reveal to the holy nature. Vaydeisha mirimim oso. Lift. This relates to what we said before about tochacha. About tochacha and how it's losisa levchet from the alshach. So he says, we lift it up. There's so much potential that we all have. So much potential that we all have. Every single Jew, no matter how far he is. And to prove that, he quotes a thought from the Rebbe's. So another of the Rebbe's point out, the Gemara in Brachas, and Megillah, Rabbeinu Bachai even quotes that some things, it must be a wrong girsa. How could it be? How do you know 10 is a minion? How do you know 10 is a minion? So it's a double Gzeirah Shavah. You learn it out. Toch, toch, Eda, Eda. But where are you learning here from? Where's 10? Meraglim. The Meraglim? That teaches us 10? That teaches us 10 for the minion? You couldn't find a better source than the Meraglim? Rabbeinu Bachai on the Pasuk, this is Parsha, right? Vinigdashti, right? Says, no, there's a different Girsa. With Toch Toch related to the Shvatim. The 10 Shvatim, when they came to Mitzrayim and Yosef and Shimon weren't there, so there were 10. Betoch, so, but our Gemara, our Girsa has the Meraglim. So he quotes from the Rimanov. He says, yeah, even from the Meraglim, they count for a minion. They count for a minion. Because the Jew has the Nekudas HaKadusha in him. And then he quotes an amazing line from the Balatanya on the left side. Shamati me rabosai, ki ilu nimsa malach echad, omeid b'mam anasarami Yisrael b'yachad. If there was a malach that happened to be flying around, and he happened to meet 10 Jews, a minion of Jews, av she'inim adabar me divrei Torah, even if they weren't even learning, they were just 10 Jews together, tipol olav emasav afachad, b'lig vol v'tachlis. He would not be able to handle it. Mishchinta deshari alayu. When there are 10 Jews together, that's the Shechina. So the Malach, if the Malach comes in contact with 10 Jews, he wouldn't be able to handle the Kedusha. Achi mizbatam imitzis lagarmi, he would just disappear and fly away. So we have to recognize our power. Tznufa is Yisrael. We can each wave ourselves up. That's what Yemei HaSvir is about. It's about recognizing our power and waving in that way. So that's Shavuos, Sfiras HaOmer. Next, Pesach. A Meshech Chachma that we did more than 10 years ago, but this is a Meshech Chachma to do at least once a decade. You know, more than that, but again, it's at least once a decade. A Meshech Chachma that we had mentioned before. The Meshech Chachma, he answers the question at the end, but we'll ask it now. One of the most unclear words in the Torah, which is the basis for probably top five famous machlokos between the Tzdukim and the Prushim, is when Shavuos is. Right? Sfartim lachem mimacharas ha-Shabbos. Miyom aviyachum ezomar tenufa. Start counting Sfiras HaOmer the day after Shabbos. So we say, oh, what does that mean? Shabbos means the first day of Pesach. So mimacharas ha-Shabbos means you start counting Sfiras HaOmer the second day of Pesach. And that's pretty unusual, because usually Shabbos doesn't mean the first day of Pesach. Shabbos usually means Shabbos. And that's why the Tzedukim say Shabbos means Shabbos, and therefore Shavuos is always, you start counting the Sefer Omer, the Sunday after the first day of Pesach. No, that's the what the Tzedukim hold. Once every couple of years, it works out that we're the same, when the first day of Pesach is, you know, it works out, when it overlaps with Shabbos. But we know that it's Shabbos. So the question is, so why does it say Shabbos if it doesn't mean Shabbos? So the Gemara, the Mefarshim deal with this more than the Gemara. So the Meshech Chachma has one idea. Line 15. Da. Dibidaso Eloki. In the world of religion, Yesh mitzvahs hamakashrin liYisrael abiyim shebashamayim. There are some mitzvahs that connect us to Hashem. V'yesh mitzvahs hamakashrin liYisrael zeh lazeh. And there are some mitzvahs that connect us to each other. It doesn't mean ben adam l'makom, ben adam l'chaveiro. Even ben adam l'chaveiro mitzvahs could connect us to Hashem. But, so what does he mean? He said there are certain mitzvahs that are meant to connect us to each other. And there are certain mitzvahs that are meant to connect us to Hashem. And he's going to give a mashal in a minute. Let's read it first. If you go tzitzis tilin mezuzah, hein mitzvahs hamakashrin liYisrael Hashem yisbarach, those kind of mitzvahs connects us to Hashem, not involving anybody else. Or gemilas chasadim u'tshubas u'maisvahs hamakashrin zeh lazeh. V'nimshal zeh, he says, well, we'll get to this in a second, but he says, imagine if you have a circle, and then you have Hashem in the middle, like it's described in the Maseches Tainus. So that is, right, we're connected, there's a line going out from Hashem in the middle to each of us, so we are connected to Hashem. We're each on the outside of the circle, but it's direct between us and Hashem. It's not like there's a line between the two of us. He says Shabbos and Yontif also have this chilik. What do you mean? Shabbos and Yontif are the same. They're both holy days. The only difference is one you could cook and one you can't cook. No, there's a difference fundamentally in the experience. Shabbos is all about connecting directly to Hashem. That's like tefillin and mezuzah. Halo al yetzei ish bimkomo. Hotzah, asur, umlecha zochon nefesh, asur. What are the two major differences between Yontif and Shabbos? Cooking and Erev. And walking outside. Im kain, Shabbos you can't go out, Shabbos you can't cook. What does that mean? You can't invite too many guests over, theoretically. Kol ish v'ish mifnei atmo, every man is by himself. Levada hu yoshev osek batorah. He's home, he's learning Torah, he's connecting, he's being made, Hashem created the world. Shahema mikusharim el Hashem yisbarach amerka zamiti. They're all connected to Hashem, like I just said before. The circle, Hashem's in the middle. We all have a line between us and Hashem. Ultimately, that connects all Jews secondarily, because we're all in the circle around. But we directly have a line between us and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's Shabbos, and therefore you don't need hotzah. You're not going anywhere, and you don't have to cook for other people. You're not cooking. People aren't coming. Asher kol Yisrael am akavim nifradim amagim l'merkaz echad. Hu Hashem Yisbarach. There are lines that go to the middle to Hashem. Through that, we are connected. Avo Yontif, line 29. But Yontif is about connecting to Hashem, but first through each other. Lochein, and that's why cooking is mutter. Because you want to have guests over. Right? Ho v'chazi lil archim. Vim yavo elef archim yofel lechem. 1,000 guests could come. Right? Psachim memvav. Ho v'm Yontif lechol. Ho v'chazi lil archim. And we all go be all a regal together, and there's no hotzah issues. Kol chayav la'alos the regal, the smach ulesameach. V'lachin hutsro hotzah havara. Those are the two main differences. Because if we couldn't go out to each other, if we couldn't cook for each other, there would be limits. Shem lokin lo yu mukushar mugadim zelazeh. So that's the difference. Shabbos and Yontif. Shabbos and Yontif is a difference like tefillin mezuzah tzitzis and gemilas chesed shumas and maestros. That's the difference between Shabbos and Yontif. First amazing point. But then he says, except that first Pesach. That first Pesach night was like Shabbos. We couldn't go out of our homes. That wasn't like a Yontif. Right? We couldn't go out of our homes. We were huddled. Makas Becharos was happening. You had to stay inside. So, that first Pesach. V'sfartem lachem is for that generation. So we're describing that Pesach, Mimacharas HaShabbos. Because that first night of Pesach had the Bechina of Shabbos. That was a Yontif day, that was like a Shabbos day. Lachin Kazev, he says in the next column, Mimacharas HaShabbos at Pesach, Shubah HaRasokim HaShabbos, You're going to get to Shavuos, and then you'll connect to each other. And that's why, interestingly, another question that he answers. I forgot to mention this question before. In the middle of the Moedim, you have a couple of extra mitzvahs mentioned. Right by Shavuos, you have the mitzvah of Lech HaShechen Peah. Why is that stuck in there? Why is that stuck into the Parsha of the Moedim? Right, what are they doing there? It says the Meshech Chachma, beautiful, because that first Pesach was a yuntit, was a Shabbos kind of Pesach. So we want to emphasize the Ben Adam Chaver, so to speak, the mitzvahs that connect us to each other is Shavuos, and that is why that is mentioned there. And he has more to say, but that's the Meshech Chachma. Let's end off with a thought I saw in Rav Nissen Alpert, the Limud Nisan, which I was. So last Shabbos I was very excited about. Said the Limud Nisan. We know there's a machlokes about Sukkos. Back page. Masukkos teishu shivas yamim. Sukkos we sit, live for 7 days. There's a machlokes tanoim in the Gemara in Sukkah about our Sukkos. What is it to remind us of? Is it to remind us of Sukkos mamish? Literal Sukkos, the huts that Hashem protected us in the desert. That's Rabbi Akiva. And Rabbi Elazar says, no, Adonai HaKavod. It's the clouds of glory that surrounded us, and that's our Sukkos. So ask the Limud Nisan. I understand, we pass him, by the way, on the Akavit. But he says, I understand how our Sukkos can mirror the Sukkos of the desert. Because they're both little shacks. They're both little shacks. I understand how that works. But how does our little dinky Sukkah remind us of the Adonai HaKavod? They're like totally, you want Adonai HaKavod? Maybe we should stay in our house if we're Adonai HaKavod. Right, the strong, secure, sustain that. So that should be the machlokas, whether you have to build a sukkah or not. You should have to have a mitzvah to build a super-duper house. Right? How does our little sukkah remind us of the Adonai HaKavod? That's the kasha. And maybe it should have to be bigger, 7 by 7 tvachim, tiny, 10 tvachim high. Could barely fit in it. That's good enough of a sukkah. L'zecher anes ha-gadosh Adonai HaKavod. What kind of a little reminder is this? Vahanachon says the Limud Nisan on line 9. She'en yicholos bi'ad adam lasos davar me'inan in the Akavit. It's impossible to really make a replica for a human being to do anything to replicate the Anan the Akavit. But you know what? He doesn't need to. Avo be'emes ein sarach lasos shum davar zechel anan the Akavit. A Jew doesn't have to do anything to remember the Anan the Akavit. He kind of has to do the opposite. What does that mean? Ki anane akavet shehigiyu heginu osam lo azrim v'lo parchu mehem. We all have anane akavet surrounding us now. And I don't mean only Iron Dome. Right? We have the anane akavet surrounding us from HaKadosh Baruch Hu me'az u'mikedem. V'adayin rochavim abnei adam la'agina me'ayveihem. U'lahazbek lo'achab zochem. Hashem still surrounding us with Adonai HaKavod every second of our lives. Ki'ele b'geitz ha'mavis lo yiraki atoim adi. Hashem always surrounds us. B'chazdo v'rov tuvo. But you know what the problem is? We never recognize it or think about it. We build our own protections and we think that, I'm good. No, my protection. I'm in my diras keva and that's what I need. Shadam bana kir shel barzel bein olav einan neyakoved. V'zeh shadiras keva. You know what Sukkos is about? Hashem doesn't tell us to do it the whole year, but at least once a week, go outside so you sit in your diras arai. Not that your sukkah is reminding you of the einan neyakoved, but the sukkah reminds you to take away your home, which is usually a hefsik, between you and the einan neyakoved that are always there. So that's how our little sukkah, our dinky little flimsy sukkah reminds us that we're really outside of that flimsiness, surrounded by the Adonai HaKavod always. The more diras arai it is, we go into an arai, now we remember Adonai HaKavod of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Say me diras arai, go out from your diras keva, go into your diras arai, the Oz Tiras Adonai HaKavod, and then you'll realize the Adonai HaKavod. We have to realize Hashem is always surrounding the Jewish people. Rachmana Litzlan, 7 months ago, was one of the darkest, it was the darkest day in Jewish history in the past 100 years since the Holocaust. 70, 80 years. But we also have to recognize in the deep pain. And again, we don't know this, but there are some, as the head of the, a lot of the security chiefs, they found in the offices of the Rasham Yamach Shaman, they found out what their plans were. They didn't think they would stop by a couple of the Yishuvim. They had plans to go across the country. They had plans to make it to Hebron. They were hoping to get there. They were hoping to get that all the mixed cities, the Arabs would start rioting. And the million Arabs in Hebron would join them. Rachmana litzlan, every Jewish soul is, every soul is precious. But we have to recognize we're still surrounded by the Anani HaKavod. Kadosh Baruch Hu surrounds each Jew, each, the whole Am Yisrael, with the Anani HaKavod. We have to see through the tears and see through the clouds that they're there. And with Hashem, we should be able to figuratively always be in our Dir HaSarai, to be able to recognize the Anani HaKavod, and Be'ez Hashem to be able to bask in His glory in the Tzilut Damnusa every day of our life. Okay, we will stop here.